ليشهدوا منافع لهم ويذكروا اسم الله في أيام معلومات على ما رزقهم من
بهيمة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، Welcome brothers and sisters to a new episode from this series where we are discussing the virtues of the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. We are also discussing some of the activities and acts and deeds that we can do during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. We are discussing some rulings regarding the acts that we can do during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, one of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah start and one of you wants to sacrifice, to offer the sacrifice, the qurbani, then he should not have his hair cut, nor he should cut his nails, nor he should take anything from his skin. So he should not cut his hair or have his hair cut or have hair cut, nor should trim his nails, nor he should take from his skin. Now, this hadith is telling us that if we want to do the sacrifice, the qurbani, the ubhiyah, which is one of the unique acts that can be done only during the hijjah or during the last day of those 10 days, the 10th day of the hijjah plus the 3 days after that. It cannot be done in any other time. There is no ubhiyah during Ramadan. There is no ubhiyah during the 10 days of Muharram. This act, if we want to do it, and it is highly recommended that it should be done, as we will see, then the person should not cut his hair or her hair. He should not cut his nails. He should not trim them. Nor he should take any of his skin without, of course, a need. What does that mean? Look at this, subhanAllah. Ibn Rajab and many other scholars said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants to give us, those who are not going for Hajj, to give us an opportunity similar to those who have the opportunity to go for Hajj. This is the wisdom of Sharia. This is the rahmah of Allah Jalla wa Ala. So those who are going for Hajj, they will, at a certain point, it is not allowed for them to have their hair cut or to have their nails trimmed or to do certain activities. But we, if we don't go for Hajj, we are not going to be in a state of Hajj. We will not be in that same sacred state, the state of Al-Ihram. But we can simulate them. And Allah Jalla wa Ala gave us the opportunity to simulate them. This is one thing. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala is giving us the other great opportunity, which is what? Which is the sacrifice, the udhiyah, which is a very highly recommended act. In fact, many scholars consider it wajib, means obligatory to be done. And as many other ahadith, which we will go through inshallah once we talk about the udhiyah, many scholars said that the udhiyah, to borrow money in order to sacrifice the udhiyah, is more virtuous than giving sadaqah. Because the udhiyah, what will happen? You will give sadaqah, you will give part of it as a sadaqah, and Allah Jalla wa Ala likes people sacrificing animals, slaughtering animals for His sake. And that's why Allah Jalla wa Ala says, when Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned Surah Inna A'tainaka al-Kawthar, Inna A'tainaka al-Kawthar, Fasalli li Rabbika wanha. Fasalli, perform the salah, wanha. Wanha means what? Slaughter something for the sake of Allah Jalla wa Ala. We know the other hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of Hajj is what? Ajjun wa thajj, or al-ajju wa thajj. Ajju means to loudin your voice doing talbiyah. والثج is what? To slaughter an animal for the sake of Allah جل وعلا. So the blood, to pour the blood of those animals for the sake of Allah جل وعلا. So if you want to do the Udhiyah, and it is highly recommended to do it, then follow the instructions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam given in this hadith. Before the 10 days of the Hijjah, don't cut your within those 10 days of the Hijjah, don't cut your hair, don't trim your nails, and don't take anything from your skin. Now, in order to get ready for this, just before the beginning of the first day of the Hijjah, you need to have your hair cut, your nails cut, in order to be ready, because you will not be able to have your hair cut and nails cut for the 10 days of the Hijjah. You need to witness that. So, if you don't know when the first day of the Hijjah is going to start, what are you going to do? Just put yourself on the safe side. So on 29th of Dhul-Qa'dah, the month before the Hijjah, you need to prepare yourself for that great opportunity. Now, if it happened that you have your hair cut after the beginning of the Hijjah, or maybe you trimmed your nails after the beginning of the Hijjah, does that stop you from Udhiyah? No. That does not stop you from doing the sacrifice, because Allah Jalla wa Ala wants to give the opportunity. And if it happened that you managed to, prepare yourself, Alhamdulillah. If you couldn't, then we say, just from the minute you decided to do the Udhiyah, or from the minute you knew about this hadith, or from the minute you knew about the beginning of the Hijjah, then stop cutting your nails or cutting your hair. Once we talk about cutting the hair, we are not talking about cutting the head on your hair only, but we are also talking about cutting your mustache. And to be on the safe side, don't cut the other types of hair on your body, just to be on the safe side. Again, to be on the safe side, don't have the nails of your fingers cut, and also the nails of your toes cut, just to put yourself on the safe side. And then you will be fulfilling this hadith. Now we know that the Udhiyah covers you and the household members, as many scholars say. So now this hadith, is it applicable upon the person who is doing the sacrifice and the members of his household, or is it limited to him? Means, if I want to make the sacrifice, the Udhiyah, I should not have my hair cut, my nails cut. And do I impose this on my children and my wife because my Udhiyah is going to cover them, or this ruling is limited to me? No, according to most of the scholars, this ruling is limited to me. I am the person who is going to offer the Udhiyah, the Qurbani, the sacrifice. So I should observe this. And the members of the family who are not offering this Udhiyah, they have the flexibility to have their hair cut and their nails cut as well, and the ruling does not apply to them. I remember a person asked me, and he said that in certain cultures also, the man avoids to have a sexual relationship with his wife, because they say that during Hajj as well, we are not allowed to have sexual relationship with our wives, and we say that is not true, and there is no supporting dalil for that. Some people as well say, can we apply perfume during these 10 days of the Hijjah? And we say, yes, of course, you can apply perfume during these 10 days of the Hijjah, and there is no problem on that whatsoever. We cannot do qiyas here. And remember, we are not doing as we are doing exactly during the Hajj. And the other question that comes here is, when do we when can we start cutting our hair or cutting our nails? We start by the Maghrib of the last day of Dhul-Qa'dah. That is the start. Means the Maghrib, because the Maghrib of the last day of Dhul-Qa'dah, in fact, it is the Maghrib that belongs to the first day of Dhul-Hijjah. I hope that the matter is clear, because the night belongs to the day after that, according to Sharia. The night does not belong to the day that preceded it. This is the start. When do we end? So, we started by the first day of Dhul-Hijjah, from the Maghrib of the night before the first day of Dhul-Hijjah, and we continue until when? We continue until we sacrifice our Ubhiyah, our Qurbani. When do we sacrifice our Qurbani? We sacrifice our Qurbani on the 10th day of Dhul-Hijjah. We go to Salat al-Eid, and once we come back from Salat al-Eid, we slaughter the Qurbani. Once the Qurbani is slaughtered, then we can start by trimming our nails and cutting our hair. Before that, no. Imagine if we delayed the sacrifice, the Qurbani, to the 11th day or to the 12th day or to the 13th day, then we should not cut our hair until we sacrifice the Qurbani. And this is exactly what the Hujjaj are doing. The Hujjaj, they should stone, and then after stoning, they should sacrifice. Once they sacrifice, they are able to cut their hair, and they can remove part of their ihram. So it is kind of simulation for what they do. Insha'Allah, we will continue some other virtues of Dhul-Hijjah. We will continue talking about some other rulings of the acts that we can do during during these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah in the coming episode. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. لا شريك لك لبيك.